In an effort to spark youth participation, the Kingston Fall Fair is bringing back the Ambassador Competition this year, inviting Kingston and Frontenac residents ages 17 to 24 to compete for the title and represent the fair. Each fall, the fair showcases local agriculture in the heart of the city, celebrating the region's farming sector and community spirit. The 193rd edition of the Fall Fair will be taking place this September at the Memorial Center, organized by the Kingston and District Agricultural Society, which is celebrating its 200th anniversary in 2025. The Vice President of the Kingston and District Agricultural Society, Heather Ambrose, who has been involved with the fair for just over 30 years, spoke a bit to the history of the Ambassador Program.
So the history of the Fall Ambassador has been around. We had it a long time ago, and I believe it was actually like the Queen of the Fair or something like that. And this was talking way, way many years ago now. So a lot of the towns around us also participated. Napanee is actually bringing back their ambassador program as well this year. So it's exciting for the growth of the program too. And just bringing, I think it's the same thing though, just trying to bring the youth in and figuring out the best way to reach them.
The idea to revive the program came from a young person on the committee aiming to engage more youth.
So we actually recruited this wonderful, young, enthusiastic lady who has been part of the ambassador program in her youth, and she really wanted to bring it back to our fairgrounds. So we did a little test run last year where we had her talking to just people that were attending the fair and that, and to see what kind of interest there was. And then it's just kind of grown from there. So we're super excited to have someone to lead. Like, the fair is run all by volunteers. So having someone to take on such a big project has been like, been wonderful. And then it's more so like it just promotes our fair and agricultural and what we do and what the farmers do too, for that matter, with a group that we're missing at like a 17 to 24 year old. So we're really trying to target that group of people and how we can get them more involved. And this was a great way to start.
As Ambrose mentioned, participation in this specific age group has been difficult to achieve, especially in recent years.
Other than needing high school volunteer hours, it is hard to get youth involved. It's easy to get the kids. It's easy to pique their interest and get them to come out. But even for things like the, just to change different things that we do, like the country singing showdown, trying to get that youth group out again, it's hard. We always get like we'll get the littles, and then we'll get like a couple teenagers that are in there, and then a lot of open category. But it's just hard to get them to come out of that shell and like be part of something different and volunteering and getting out there, whether it's through the ambassador program, 4-H, or whatever it is.
Is this kind of a new development, or has it always kind of been this way where that age group is a little tricky?
I think it's something that we've just noticed over the past couple of years, you know, especially since COVID. Like when we came back from COVID, there was obviously like a mad rush at the fairgrounds when we were there. We had over 30,000 people come through our gates. But since then, it's like trying to get more of our youth involved in the volunteering aspect of it, just because they enjoy it and because they want to be part of it, that's where it's difficult. So trying to get them to come and be part, even the ambassador program, we're hoping that the ambassador being in that age category will help us as a board find ways to get more youth involved so we can appeal to them and do things that they would like to.
Beyond the fair, a lack of youth in the agricultural sector has been a growing concern. According to 2021 data from Statistics Canada, the average age of Canadian farmers is 56, and just 8.6% of Canadian farmers are 35 and younger.
In general, in some of the working trades, whether it's agricultural or just like construction, for example, there is a lack of people interested in that.
The Ambassador Program aims to help bridge the gap by getting youth involved now and helping to ensure the fair's future for generations to come.
As a fair board member, we need youth so that we can keep promoting it for the youth and keeping them interested and keeping and finding out how to reach them so that they get involved as volunteers in our community as well. So keeping volunteers, like all of our volunteer boards, myself would be one of the younger ones. And I mean, I'm not young, I'm 45. So it's like, how do you get more people involved? And we just try to keep, without the volunteers, we can't have these programs and we can't run the Fall Fair and stuff like that. So it's so important. Like, we're hoping that by doing the ambassador program, that'll help us bridge that gap. Maybe we can get more volunteers coming and stuff like, or maybe the ambassador will continue to be a volunteer throughout the years as they keep going, you know, throughout whatever they're doing in their life kind of thing.
Alongside encouraging youth participation, Ambrose hopes the program could be an enriching experience for the ambassador, one that offers insight on the local agricultural sector, growth, and community connection.
I think it just brings awareness to what agriculture actually does for, and what like the farming community does for our community alone. It's a leadership for whoever it is that comes through and gets the ambassador thing. They'll be involved at the fair. They'll be involved in our board meetings. They'll be involved in the, we attend a convention every year with a bunch of other Ontario agricultural societies where the ambassador will be represented there from Kingston. The Kingston Fall Fair ambassador will be represented there. And it's just like, it's a big opportunity for the individual's growth, really. And it'll be a good opportunity for them to get out there and just be part of the community.
The winner will present awards at various competitions during the fair and attend other events throughout the year, including the three-day Ontario Association of Agricultural Societies convention in Richmond Hill in February, and, if desired, the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto next summer. The winner will also be awarded an $800 cash prize plus a clothing allowance. Application details are available at kingstonfair.com, and submissions will be accepted until July 31st. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.